Hello, everyone. It's Coach MJ. This light is too bright. I'm going to turn it off. Oh, there you go. I hope everybody had a good President's Day. If you had time off, I did not, which is fine. Not bad. I did both of my jobs today. I did physical therapy and then I did P&P stuff. So it was really awesome. This is how it works. It's Q&A. So this is how it works. Make sure if you are over in the chat that you are using all panelists and attendees so that everybody can see what you're saying. I will be in the Q&A at the bottom. So if you have any questions, you can just post them in there. It is not coaching tonight, so it is just Q&A, and we will be here for an hour or until there are no more questions. That's how it works. So, I finished a really good book, y'all. I read Chasing Cupcakes. Has anybody read it? It was very good. I finished it up this weekend. It's very, very good. She had some really good thoughts in there. It was just good. I enjoyed myself. I enjoyed that book. So, So if you have any question, you just downloaded it to your Kindle. It's very good. I listened to it on Audible, and I'm actually going to order the hard copy because I want to be able to highlight it. I'm a highlighter. I love a good highlight. So, all right, y'all, get in the Q&A if you have any questions at all for me, and I will be more than happy to answer them. Was everybody off today? Did y'all all have a good day off? It was kind of quiet. Not as much traffic because I do home health physical therapy, so I'm in my car. So it was kind of nice not to have traffic today. It was really good. Look, everybody had to work. Oh, a couple people didn't have to work. So every day is a day off when you're retired. That's my friend Rhonda. So yes, she is retired and it is awesome. An RN, a home health RN. It's awesome. I love home health. I did rehab for 17 years. And then I did, now I do home health. So, So how is everybody doing with their weekend plans? Did everybody have a good weekend? Plan realistically? Follow their plan? How did that go this weekend? Corinne did a call yesterday. It'll be uploaded. Sadie's off on Monday. So it should be uploaded tomorrow. And it was so good. There was a really good, she did a really good coaching in there about maybe not planning as realistically as you should during the week and then using your weekend as like relief. And it was so good, so good. Her calls lately, y'all, her coaching is on point. So, if you're all through no BS and you're starting to, branch out and listen to some other stuff, these recent calls are so very good. So, it was a great call. Weekends and maintenance. I'll tell y'all a story about my maintenance. When I first got to maintenance, I was like, what? I'm in maintenance. This is awesome. And so, my first month in maintenance, I gained 6 pounds. I was like, that didn't last long. So I had to go and reevaluate how I wanted to handle maintenance. So, but I figured it out. I have figured it out for sure. But, Becky went to, events all 3 days and she was able to stick to her plan. That's awesome. So, we have one question. I'm going to go ahead and answer that. It is from Jennifer. Recently stopped planning for 2 weeks, but after I heard your Q&A last week, I got back to planning. Well, I'm so glad that was helpful. I left 2 bites behind with each meal, curbed my nighttime snacking, hit all my 4 basics, but the scale didn't really move. I know it's data, but it's a bit frustrating, and I realistically planned my weekend, which I was so proud of. No off eats or binges. That is great. And sometimes, you know, the scale just does not move. Sometimes it is not, weight loss is not linear. And sometimes like your body is like, you know, you've been feeding us some junk for the last couple of weeks and it just wants to hang on to it. And a lot of times whenever you notice that the scale really isn't going down very much, Corinne always talks about that fat dump. So you just keep doing what you're doing. And then, you know, you may be about to see a big dump on the scale. So that could be what is happening. And sometimes that does happen. And I would really keep really good notes about exactly what you ate. I'll tell y'all, Chinese food for me is like, I ate Chinese on Friday. I ate it to my 2. I was completely fine. But my scale was up 3.5 pounds on Saturday, from Friday to Saturday. And, you know, by Monday, it was all gone. But I know that because of the data that I kept. And I just kind of noticed that, like, oh, when I eat Chinese, like, my scale just completely flies off. And that's fine. And it comes right back off. So, Jennifer, also make sure that you're keeping a good record of exactly what you're eating, because it could be that some foods, you know, may do that, you know, make the scale go up or not budge as quickly as other foods. Or you may notice, like for me, Chinese, it goes way up and then it takes a couple of days and it comes back down. So that's another good piece of information that you might want to have. Let us see. Adrienne, how do you reward yourself? I'd love some non-food, non-shopping ideas. You know what? It took me a while to, you know, cause I had always like, you know, you're sad. Oh, here, have a cookie. You're happy. Here, have a cookie. Like I was so used to that. And like, you know, I did all the diets too, y'all. So I was like, it's, you know, cheat meal, it's cheat day, you know, whatever it was. So it really did take a while for me to like move over to like a non-food reward. And so now, like, you know, sitting down to play dominoes with my kids is how I reward myself on a Friday, or, you know, just calling a girlfriend that I haven't talked to in a while, reaching out to someone like that. Another thing that you can try is like, just, you know, get a new book, you know, download a book or listen to some music or take a nap. Oh my gosh, who doesn't need a nap? I always need a nap. You can just, and I also like reward myself with like, you know, like no training for anything. Like if it's a nice day, just going outside for a little bit and walking, you know, just doing something for myself, watching some, you know, a movie that I haven't seen or that I've been wanting to watch, and just sitting down and allowing myself just time to just sit and just sit. Because, you know, sometimes I do feel like I'm going from one thing to the other, and just allowing myself the reward of just sitting. Like, you have done great this week. So today you get to sit. And I mean, that is the best. And y'all can post in here some other things like that might would help, you know, how do y'all reward yourself that isn't food or isn't shopping? That's a good, you know, you got 100 and something people in here that might be able to help you out with that. Anonymous. I am struggling with the model, manuals, and parenting. I find that one of my emotional triggers that eventually leads to relief eating is feeling low energy, frustrated with issues of parenting. Example, the kids aren't listening. I know we aren't supposed to have manuals for others, but I don't know how that works from a parenting perspective. How do we keep the drama in check? Well, the kids aren't listening, you know, is you know, the manual is they're supposed to listen all the time. And the truth of the matter is they don't. They just don't. I mean, I have three of them. They are not good listeners. That's just the nature of them. So having an expectation of them listening all the time and having a manual around how they should show up around listening, it's just not going to work. And you're going to end up being disappointed, you know. So what else could you, let me read one more time. Kids not listening. I know we aren't supposed to have manuals. Okay. So type in here another, like an example of the last time that they didn't listen and then it led you to relief eating. Can you do that for me? Let's look at that and see what was going on. Kathy, when you are on your period, do you need to plan differently or be kinder to yourself? If the scale doesn't move that week, what should we expect? So, you know, Corinne talks a lot about that. She talks a lot about that. She plans like her kind of things that make her feel good. Like that's when she has her pizza on her plan that she eats. I know that she drinks more water during that time. And the scale may or may not move. Some people notice that like on weeks that they ovulate, it's like really when their scale doesn't move. And then when they have their period, it drops. But like everybody is so different with that. It's just going to be collecting your data over, you know, several months and seeing like, oh, I notice like, you know, 4 days before my period, I get super hungry. So I want to like plan a little bit more for that day, or maybe plan something that I normally wouldn't include on my plan. You know, things like that, and just see like, you know, what feels good for you, what, you know, what serves you during, you know, during that time. And then, like I said, some people are like when they ovulate, it's one thing. And then like when some people it's when they have their period, it's when they have issues. So that's why data is so important, because it allows you to look back over several months and see like, this is exactly when I'm, you know, I might need to include some like, you know, more carbs in my diet that makes me feel better, or, you know, whatever. But yeah, a lot of people do plan a little bit differently during the time that they have their period. So I think that's absolutely fine. And the scale may or may not move. It just depends on, you know, like I said, each person is different and you just kind of have to see. Anonymous. I have some health problems where I get very ill and have to stay in bed for days and can do very little physically or mentally. Can you help me with some ideas for sick food protocol that I can shift to when I'm sick and not get off track with eating foods that don't serve me? So my question to you is, like, what are things that you have wanted in the past whenever you have been sick and ended up in the bed for several days? And, you know, like, do you like some soups? Does that make you feel better? Do you, you know, does like, you know, bread, like, what have you done in the past? And just make, you know, even on, and especially on days when you're sick and then you're in the bed and you can't really get out of the bed, plan a couple of options, you know, like, I don't really know what I'm going to feel like maybe. And, you know, plan a couple of options. You don't have to just put like one thing and then just really not be feeling well and not be able to eat that thing. And then be like, well, I'm off plan. Like, you know that this is coming because it's, you know, it's something that you've had in the past. So just allow yourself some grace during that time and give yourself a couple of choices of things that you know in the past have you've been able to eat and that you like to eat, and just give yourself a couple options. That's what I would do. That's what I do actually whenever I'm sick. Like if I have a cold or something, I'll put several options on my plan for the day. Mary, I seem to get hungry often during PMS and in the middle of my cycle. I have a hard time feeling the positive two and find that when I honor it, I'm hungry again in a few hours. Do you have any tips for this? I'm just trying to sit with the hunger. Also, it's hard to distinguish between urges and hunger. I thought my mouth watering was hunger, but it happens with cravings too. Yes, that absolutely can be. And a stomach growl can even be from cravings and urges. Your body can produce all of the symptoms of hunger. So this is what I would do during the time that you're having your period. I would, if you're hungry again in just a couple of hours, you may want to try taking a bite or two more of food. Sometimes that will help. That's the difference between, you know, not quite enough and enough. The other thing that you can do is during this time, include a little bit more like fats, like nuts, maybe some avocados, something like that in your diet. And that'll help you feel satisfied for longer. So that's a good option for you. The difference between urges and hunger. So sometimes you almost have to look at the time. Like, if it's only been a couple of hours since you ate, you're like, man, this is probably not hunger. Even if you're having some of the sensations of being hungry, that's why that on the clock is always such a good go-to for the on the clock challenge that we do, where you drink 16 ounces of water and then you wait an hour before you eat. That's why that thing is so good, because the craving, the urge will be gone by the hour. But if it's true hunger, it will still be there. It'll still be hanging out. I saw a post on Facebook with the term GDL. What does that stand for? I don't know. Does anyone know? Anyone? GDL. I don't know what it was. I don't know that one. Sorry, Abby. Last week, got on the scale and was... Oh, mistype of TDL. I bet that was right. I bet that's what it is. Good damn luck. That's good, Laura. If it's not, we'll just all start posting it. Everybody be like, why's everybody putting GDL in there? Abby, last week I got on the scale and was only down 0.7 pounds. I had a great week. I did the four basics, left bites behind, listened to calls. My data shows I made a plan 7 of 7 days, followed the plan 6 to 7 days, assessed 7 of 7 days, drank all the water 7 of 7, sleep 7 of 7. Ate 2 to 2, 3 of the 7, overate 3 of the 7, and actually let myself get to a -4 once. Did self-development all week. I thought this was a good week, but I did not get the 2 pound loss I was expecting. Okay, so you see in here that 4 out of the 7 days you overate and ate off plan. So, you know, that's something that you could work to clean up a little bit. So, you didn't get the 2 pound loss you were expecting. The scale does not take orders, right? Like you can't put in, I ordered up 2 pounds this week. The data is going to be what the data is going to be, right? So, you can look at this a couple of ways. Like I'm disappointed that I did not get the 2 pound loss that you were expecting, or you could say, this is awesome. I'm down 0.7 pounds and I didn't even do it perfectly. I can lose 0.7 pounds and overeat and follow my hunger scale 3 of 7 days. I mean, that's pretty awesome, right? Like you can, it does not have to be perfect. It does not have to be any sort of way. You know, you can show up like a boss, make some mistakes, learn from them, and still lose 0.7 pounds. I mean, that's pretty awesome, right? So it's all about the story that you tell yourself. So this week, you can make a plan. What's your 1% level up this week? Could it be that maybe, that you 4 out of 7 days, you stay on your plan, or you eat within your 2. And then the other thing too, is just like I was saying earlier, weight loss is not linear. I mean, who knows? Who knows what the scale will say this week? All you can do is show up as your best, and you may get a bigger dump of weight next week. And that's okay, you know? Last time I was here, I talked about that Happy Scale app. I still say that is like one of the best tools for weight loss, just because it will show you the linear, you know, that it's not linear, that it does go down. You know, that's what you're looking for over time. And it did, yours did go down. So it is about what, you know, the story that you tell yourself around those 0.7 pounds. Okay. Oh, here we're back to Anonymous. She has given me like the last time that, you know, her kids weren't listening. I homeschool my kids and they were given a set of assignments to do and said they were done. And then when I looked, they weren't done. I found it hurtful and frustrating. I wound up generating hunger and ate an unplanned snack. So you probably did not generate hunger. You probably just had an urge and ate an unplanned snack because you were hurtful and frustrated, hurt and frustrated. So your thought probably was, you know, your kids had an assignment and they said they were done. Your thought was probably something like, you know, I can't believe they, you know, lied to me or did they, you know, told a story about it or whatever your thought was. And then you were frustrated or hurt by that. And then your actions were that you ate an unplanned snack. You were probably snappy a little bit. And then, you know, that your thought was probably they didn't do what they said they did. And then your result is that you didn't do what you said you were going to do by following your plan. Oh, I'll get my whiteboard. Look, let's see how this works. Let's see. I feel very excited about this, y'all. Y'all know I get excited, right? Y'all know I get super excited. Let's see if this works. Okay, let's see. And look, y'all, it's a whiteboard. So let me find a marker. Okay, I'm left-handed. I'm so sorry. So I have to turn around. So, well, this ain't gonna work. Where's my pen? I had a pen. I had like 12 pens. Well, this might not work, y'all. Whoops. Where did all my pens go? Get these children. I bet you. Oh, here's a pen. I bet these children have been in here. See, talk about children not listening, right, y'all? All right. So, see. Your kids had work. And said it was done. I'm not good at this, y'all. Can y'all tell? This is, yeah. Writing on this whiteboard, I'm going to have to work on that. That'd be one of my skills I can work on, y'all. Your thought is, they shouldn't. Probably have lied. You're frustrated. And then you ate. You probably were snappy. I feel sure. And your result is you lied to yourself by not following plan. Can y'all see that? It's a hot mess over here. It's a hot mess. So, I mean, you know, your question should be, you know, what could you have done differently? Could you have gone to them and been like, hey, y'all didn't do this. We need to sit down and do it, right? Whenever you allow, like, you know, you're frustrated because, you know, you think that you're frustrated because they had work and said that it wasn't done, but actually you were frustrated because of the thought that you were having that they should not have lied, or they should have been honest about not finishing their work, or they should have, you know, they should have gotten done. But, you know, whenever you, you know, this is the same thing, like we should on ourselves. And then we ask other people, you know, we have other opinions about how people should show up. Right. So, you know, you always think I should follow my plan. They should be this way. They should be that way. But the truth is, they're going to be who they're going to be, just like we are going to be who we are going to be. And, you know, you could have used this as an opportunity maybe to teach them, you know, a skill about doing their work and not, you know, and honoring their commitments to themselves. So, you know, it's good to identify the thoughts that you're having so that you can see when they start to come up again, like they shouldn't do this, or they should listen, or they should whatever they should do. And you kind of see where that led you before, so that you can, you know, decide, am I going to continue to think that way, or do I want to think something differently? So I think that's where that goes. Anonymous. When it comes to trying to figure out our hunger scale, because I still struggle with finding my positive two, I don't have a problem leaving bites behind, but would it make more sense to just serve out smaller portions instead of tossing food? You can do it either way. Like at first, when I first started losing weight, I a lot of times left bites behind. Now, like, I sort of know exactly, you know, about how much is going to get me to my positive two. And so I do serve out less, but also be aware that as you lose weight, your twos will change. So always be willing to, you know, just because you start to say, like, at this point, oh, I know that, you know, about this much gets me to satisfied, still keep an open mind and always assess your hunger as you're going through to see, because it changes over time. And sometimes it even changes from day to day. Some days I'm just not as hungry as other days. Some days you won't be just as hungry as other days. So, you know, always be willing to throw that food away. But as you start to, you'll start to see, like, about how much food to serve. And it's, you know, a couple of bites, you know, it's worth tossing that to lose your weight, right? Abby, so instead of managing my thoughts, I said, fuck it, and didn't do anything this past week until Friday. Of course, that led to a 3-pound gain, which I expected. How can I manage my thoughts around the scale? I need to be okay with whatever the sales scale says and be happy with any loss. I told myself it was a loss and any loss would be good, but also did not believe that. What else can I choose to think differently next time? I'm not sure, because you gained weight. So you're just wanting, like, whatever the loss is to be a good loss, like whatever you see to be a good loss. I mean, it is what it is, right? Losses are like food. They're not good or bad. It's just data. So, you know, you collect your data, and then the scale says what it says. I mean, that's it. It's a number on the scale. It just gives you an opportunity to either, you have several options. If you have worked like a boss all week long, you have done everything right, you are 7 out of 7 on all of the things, and the scale does not give you the result that you think it should, I mean, all you can, your eating is not going to fix that, right? That's no reason to overeat. It's a reason to keep going, and you may see a fat dump the next time. I mean, you don't know what is coming, right? You don't know what the scale, what your body is going to do, what it's hanging on to. You know, I mean, sometimes you can just be, you just never know. You could be starting to not feel well, have a cold or something, and your body starts to hang on to fluid. I mean, you just don't know. So you just keep going, showing up like a boss every single day, the best that you can, and the scale will do what it's going to do. The weight will come off if you just stay the course. But if you start, like, eating and going off your plan and being pissed off at the scale, which is just a piece of, you know, whatever on the floor, that certainly is not going to lead to weight loss, right? Like, that never is going to lead you down a path of losing weight. So, you know, you just have to say, sometimes you just have to say, I don't know what my body is doing this week. I'm just going to stay the course and see what happens. With curiosity. I love curiosity. That's my favorite thing. Is there any way to subscribe to these calls if you have a Droid phone? I only see iPhone directions. We were talking about this the other day. Just email support. I know that they are going to add it to the website, but email support for now, support@pnptribe.com. And they will send you the instructions on how to download the calendar for Android. Sherry, I have been having very strong urges over the last week and have been failing at using the tools like counting back from 90 or filling out a pre-urge worksheet. The urge is almost a craving for a cigarette when you are quitting smoking. It is intense. Do you have suggestions of things to do when the urge is feeling that strong? So, Sherry, you have listed them. So, you know, counting back tonight from 90, filling out a pre-urge worksheet. Those are the things that you do whenever you're having an urge. So your question is, you know, your question to yourself should be, how can I remember these things in the moment? What can I put in place that is going to help me remember what I need to be doing right now in this moment, so that you can come up with a plan so that, you know, that you can follow through with the plan, not just make the plan, but remember the plan and, you know, do the thing that is going to help you, because you already know what tools to use. So you need to figure out how to bring those up in the moment. Corinne in No BS, I don't remember. It's the title of it is When Mistakes Happen. And she talks about the T. So like you know, you try something and then you decide like if you're going to, you know, try it again in a different way to try to remember it, or if you need to try something else, it's really, really good. I would go back and listen to that. Let me see if I can find it. It is No BS, and it is called When Mistakes Happen. It's really, really good. And it kind of tells you, like, how long do you try something before you start to try something else? It is Module 4, Unit 2. That is where it is. So I will go listen to that and then see, you know, what you think about, you know, how you can remember the things that you're going to try whenever you're having an urge. Missy, my plan for dinner is chicken strips because I thought I would still be working, but now I'll be home and it will change. Am I correct in saying this will be an off plan eat because I'll be changing it? Yes. And that's okay. That's completely fine. So you just want to make a note of why you made the change so that you can, you know, you just know for yourself, so that if, you know, whenever you're looking at your data at the end of the month, you can realize that it was like not necessarily an off plan. Like I just saw something better and I decided that I wanted to do that. It was like, oh, I can go home and have something different. So you just want to make a note of it. That's all. Patty, when doing the model, I have a hard time coming up with the result that proves my thought is true. For instance, moving to a medium top, thinking they don't fit or look good, feel fat, action, take them back and stay in my comfort zone. Result, they don't look good because they're not even in my house. They're at the store, you know? You know, I don't give myself the opportunity to look good in those clothes because I take them back. I hope that helped. The on-the-clock challenge this is Tanya. The on-the-clock challenge this week, every meal or one meal is up to you. It's up to you. You can do whatever you want. You know, whatever you want to do. It's really up to you. you know, sometimes if you have like a time that you have to eat, you may have a hard time doing it at lunch or whatever. But I like it a lot for like snacks. That was when I really decreased my snacks. Like, you know, if I was having a snack at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I would do the on the clock challenge and I'd be like, I don't even need that snack. Like it was, that was really when I got rid of my snacks. That's why I loved that on the clock challenge. Becky, I'm a January baby. I'm wondering if I should get an accountability partner. I'm wondering that I will get overwhelmed by having one. I've got a friend that I'm bouncing my accountability off of right now. And so far I've lost 24.6 pounds. Congratulations. I'm seeing the scale continue to move and I'm not feeling restricted and I'm able to plan daily. I've started listening to the No BS for the second time and this helps me to stay on plan as I keep learning. I've got weird hours between work and family and I don't want to let someone down if I cannot do daily posts or Marco Polos that I hear about. I'm okay with weekly check-ins. Should I wait until I feel ready or is it allowed to only check in with them weekly? Not sure how it all works. So this is how accountability works. First of all, you know, you can't let anybody down, right? If you go in there and you say, like, this is my schedule, this is when I'm willing to check in, they can have any thought, they can feel any way they want to about it, right? So if you are doing great, there are people in the tribe who never get an accountability partner. They just do it on their own. They are like the lone wolf and they kill it and love it and it's their jam. And then there are other people who love to have people. There are people. So, you know, you can work in any way you want to. If you don't want an accountability partner and you feel like you're doing great right now, then 100% just keep doing what you're doing. If you want just one accountability partner, you can even, if you're on Facebook, you can post in the Facebook group and ask for just one accountability partner if you would like. You've got somebody over here. Kathy is saying that she would, you know, they got a spot open in theirs if you want to try it with them, see what you think, decide if you like it, and then, you know, you might like it. You may find out that you are a accountability person, but you might not. And that's okay. Not everybody is. Anonymous, what does NSV stand for on Facebook? So that's a non-scale victory. So like it could be you made your plan every day this week, or it could be that you got one smaller size clothes, or it could be, you know, that you leveled up something. So anything that does not have to do with the scale is an NSV, non-scale victory. Anonymous, I have never binged before, but the past couple of days have been so stressful at work, a coworker, that I've been going to the kitchen to get away from my desk to grab a snack and eat. It got so out of control that I gained 2.6 pounds in a week. Now I don't feel like doing anything and just give up. Any suggestions how to get back on track or how to deal with the binge? I don't think this is a binge. I think this is just an overeat. I think that's it. I think you know, had a little quit of going to the kitchen to get away from your coworker, and you allowed yourself to do that a couple of times, and it was just an overeat. That's all it was. So, and you gained 2.6 pounds in a week, and you don't feel like doing anything and just give up. Is that going to help you lose weight? That's what I would ask myself. Is this, it is not doing anything going to help me lose weight? The answer is no, it's not. So just ask yourself, what is my next best decision? What can I do tomorrow to make weight loss easy? I mean, all of those questions are in your planner for just such a time as this. Like, what can you do tomorrow to make it easy? And really, the only way to move forward is to do the things. You just have to start doing something, something that moves you in the direction you want to go. So, I mean, because right now you've got a coworker that you were trying to get away from, right? And now you have been, you apparently y'all are not tight. And you're like, here, friend, that I don't even like, have my weight loss too, right? Like you've given her the power of your weight loss. So you can take it back and you can just say, look, I am in charge of this. Nobody else is in charge of this. I'm in charge of my own weight loss. Thank you, coworker. I am not going to give you this, the power over this. So that's what I would tell myself. Joni, you know, that's my name. That's what my mama calls me, Joni. It is. Little fun fact about Coach MJ. Have you actually counted how many bites it takes for you to get to your positive two outside of leaving bites behind? No, I have not. And mine, I think, is different a lot. I honestly do. I think mine is different a lot. Just based on the day, how much I'm exercising, how much water I'm drinking, that kind of stuff. Adrian, I heard Corinne say, stop eating when you're bored. I eat alone, which I'm fine with 95% of the time, and I'm often bored after two bites. Well, I mean, I would stop for a while and see what happens. Like, what happens after two bites, you stop? Maybe you're just not that hungry right then. I would try it. I mean, just out of curiosity's sake, right? Like, I would try it. Be like, okay, I'm going to stop. Am I still hungry? Or maybe I'm not that hungry right now. I would try it. That would be very interesting. Adrian, I want you to try that, and I want you to post and ask coaches and let me know what happens, because I would do it for curiosity's sake. Just be like, what the heck? I'm going to try it. Kim, do you choose whether you want to keep a thought based on the feeling it generates? For example, someone else said they didn't think the thought that I'm losing weight to make running easier was a good thought. Okay, let me read it one more time. Do you choose whether you want to keep a thought based on the feeling it generates? For example, someone else said they didn't think that the thought I'm losing weight to make running easier was it depends on how you feel. Does that make you feel empowered? Does it make you feel confident? Does it make you feel like motivation or whatever? And then my other question to you is, what if running doesn't get easier, right? Because if you're losing weight only to, I mean, that's like your compelling, one of your compelling reasons, right? One of your compelling reasons is that you are losing weight to make running easier. I think that's great. You know, I mean, if that motivates you and it gives you a sense of like moving forward and wanting to do stuff, then absolutely. I think that that's a fine thought, you know, but it is based on how it makes you feel. Corinne talked the other day about, you know, my whole thing is not on my plan, not on my mouth, not on my ass. That's my big thing. And somebody got on a coaching call with Corinne the other day, and it made them not feel like it makes me feel. Right. So it makes them feel like they're kind of like white knuckling almost. It makes me feel like a badass. So it's your thought and it generates a feeling for you. And what it generates for one person and what it generates for another person might be completely different. So if it's a thought that is serving you, is getting you where you want to go, and you're seeing results from it and giving you the feeling that you want to have, then I say keep it. Keep the thought. Duber. I love that. I just recently went through a divorce and I got down on myself. I get lonely too. I think of him. What if so I want to eat, put something in my mouth? How can I make myself know what to do? So you went through a divorce and you get lonely and then you want to eat, right? So the whole thing is the food will give you, I mean, it will fill you up for a second, right? Like you get like that burst, that really quick burst of like, oh, this is nice. And then it's not so nice, right? So you have a thought of probably something like, I don't want to be alone, or I don't like being alone, something like that. And it creates the feeling that you're having of lonely. And then you eat. And when you eat, you know, you end up getting down on yourself. So you can be alone and not lonely. Like, how can you be alone and not feel lonely? Like, what can you do for yourself? Like, this is a great time to talk about like self-care. What can you do to help yourself, to put yourself first? to start to see that, like, you are important, like you are part of this relationship, and now you're gonna, you know, make a new relationship with yourself, right? What can you do to foster that relationship? How can you work on your relationship with yourself now? That's a great question to ask yourself. You know, what can I do to show up for myself today? How am I going to make my relationship with myself stronger? How am I going to become the person that I know that I can be? I mean, those are really good questions to sit down and start asking yourself whenever you are feeling like you are alone. And I'm going to tell you, like, those kind of questions were questions that I did ask myself because, you know, my kids were getting older and they're like doing all their stuff and they're kind of gone away from me. And, you know, I was having those same feelings of like loneliness and being by myself. And whenever I started asking myself, like, you know, how can I be my own friend? How can I build a relationship with myself? Like, what can I do, you know, to make me feel better on my own, like as a woman, as a person? I really now enjoy my time alone. And I was never that person. I always like felt like I had to have people around me to fill me up. And now, you know, that's another good question. How can I fill myself up? How can I fill my own love cup? You know, what things bring me joy in my day? And then, you know, we have the self-love and the self-love course, and it has a whole section in there about self-care and how to take care of yourself and how to start, you know, kind of showing up for yourself. It's such a good course if you'd like to take it. Eliza, how do you make plans for surprise dinner dates that your significant other makes or for a surprise wine tasting date? How do you get past the negative thinking? A surprise wine tasting, that has never happened in my life. You can do it several ways, honestly, Eliza. You can, you know, level up, you know, or honor your plan. Like if whatever you planned, like do an equal swap. You can go with the people and just sit with them and not actually drink the wine. You can just sit there and honor your plan in that way. Ask yourself, what do you want to get out of this experience? What is the whole point of the dinner? What is the whole point of the wine tasting? Is it really about the wine or is it about the people that I'm going with? You know, and if you choose, if you decide, like, you know what, this is really important to me. And I'm deciding today right now that I'm, you know, I'm going to do the wine tasting or I'm going to just enjoy this dinner date and I'm just going to go off plan. That's okay. It's a choice that you're going to make. You're going to fill out the discovery worksheet. You're going to figure out exactly what you were thinking and what you might want to try differently next time. And next time you may feel like, you know what, maybe I can just sit here with my spouse, or maybe I can, you know, go to this wine tasting and not have the wine and just sit here and just see what happens. I mean, what happens if you just go, you know, to the wine tasting and you just enjoy your friends? So that's what I would do. Just be curious about like your reasons for either wanting to, you know, break your plan so that you can, you know, do these things, or, you know, be curious about if you want to stay on your plan and just see what happens. Just see what happens. Because, you know, that's a good gift that you can give to yourself. Just with curiosity and saying, hey, like, I just wonder what would happen if I just went and sat. I will tell you, though, the first time I went and my friends were having drinks and I did not, it felt very strange. It felt very strange and it was awkward. I didn't know what to do with my hands. I was like, but now every time I've done it, I've gotten more and more comfortable with it. And I have gone out to dinner with my family and had water and just enjoyed their company, just enjoyed the time with them. So, you know, I would just start to, you know, examine your thoughts about it and why you would either choose to stay on your plan or go off your plan and just see. There's no reason to beat yourself up. It's just a choice, right? You have the opportunity to make a choice. You can make that choice. And if you decide that that was a choice that you didn't really like, then you'll be able to make a different choice next time. You just start to decide how you want to show up. Kathy, what do people use the daily timeline schedule for? To highlight big activities for the day or when you're going to eat? So you can use it, well, you know, I would not put when I was going to eat in there because you're going to eat based on your hunger, not based on the time, right? So I have an online calendar that I use. And so in that time block in the planner, I write my goals every day. I don't even use it as a time blocker. Some people like to put big things that are going on. Some people plan like their whole day, minute by minute, out on there, and that is completely fine. You can use it for whatever you want to use it for. I use it to write my goals because I have a different calendar that I use. Alexis, I really want to lose the last 20-ish, but I'm finding I'm kind of stuck. I know I need to leave more at each meal, not eat as much. Any suggestions to easily leave a little more and deal with being a little more hungry? So, first of all, why does it have to be so easy to leave it? Right? Like it's gonna feel strange at first. You'll be like, I'm gonna leave these couple of bites. And this is the other thing I want to offer to you. You may not even be a little bit more hungry. You may be kind of stretching your two at this point because you have such a small amount of weight to lose, like the last 20-ish pounds. And Corinne has said, I've heard her say so many times, the difference between weight loss and maintenance is a couple of bites, probably. It can be 2 to 3 bites. So, I would really reassess my twos and see where they are. Because they could have changed a little bit, honestly. They could have changed and you may not need quite as much food as you did in the past. So I would just start leaving a couple of bites. Let it be a little uncomfortable. It's okay to be a little bit uncomfortable. And then go listen to the weight loss, the maintenance, the phase 4 of No BS. And see what you can learn in there. And Corinne has a lot of great hints in there about those last 20 pounds and what it actually takes to lose the last 20. And it's really not that much. It's just a couple of bites here and there, honestly. Amy, I have seen GBB written on 24-hour plans. What does it mean? Good, better, best. So, it just means like the best choice you can make, right? In the moment. So, yeah, a lot of people use that, like if they don't know where they're going to go, or a lot of people even write best decision down on their plan. If they don't know where they're going to go yet, and they just want to follow their hunger scale, but they want to make the best decision that they can to serve their weight loss, you could either write good, better, best, or best decision. Some people do write best decision. So that's another thing that you can write, but that's what that is. Duber. I already answered that question. Anonymous. I do struggle with self-care and the guilt that comes with doing things for myself. How do I show up for me like I show up for others? I love me some self-care. This is what I have to say about self-care. It really does take doing some small things for yourself and then realizing that people really aren't suffering like you thought they were. It's just not. They're not. They don't, whenever you put lotion on your body, I mean, that is self-care. Getting all your water in every day is self-care. And that doesn't have anything to do with how you show up for other people. Right? Like my big self-care is I put my coffee, I fix it at night so that it's on in the morning. That for me is self-care. And it doesn't take anything away from anybody else. I lay out my workout clothes at night so that I'll have an easier time in the morning. That's self-care. It serves me tomorrow. And it doesn't take away from anybody at all. I mean, self-care is not like I'm going to take this whole entire day for myself. Like everything that you do for yourself that's going to help you in the future, like if you, if you have a sink full of dishes and you wash them right now when you have a minute, that is self-care because you are the person that you are going to be 2 hours from now, you're taking care of her. She doesn't have to do those dishes. You've already taken care of that for her. You've already taken care of yourself ahead of time. So that's how I look at self-care. You know, I mean, of course it is like I go get my nails done. You know, that's my self-care. And that does take a little bit more time. But, you know, self-care for me is I find it in every little tiny thing that I can find it in. Like, I find it in, you know, sitting down every day and making my 24-hour plan. That's taking care of myself. That is self-care. That is something that helps me, that I enjoy doing for myself. And, you know, that's how I look at it. That's how I've always viewed self-care, is just whatever I can do right now to help me in the future. So maybe that definition of self-care may help you a little bit more. So, all right, y'all, we have got no more questions. We have got, it is almost 8 o'clock, so we can get out of here 5 minutes early, y'all. I hope everybody enjoyed the call. I hope everybody is going to have a fabulous Tuesday tomorrow. And the ones that, you know, got their days off today, that was awesome. So enjoy back to work tomorrow for those of you that were off today. And I will see y'all around in the Facebook and in Ask Coaches. I'll see you later.